So, man, Mark Haynes, he's going to be with us pretty regularly here during the NBA season. Great to talk to my man, who's been covering the Kings here for a while. Yes. So it's good that we got our brother on here. That James Wiseman stuff is confirmed. It sucks. KC alerted me to it yesterday. I think we were still here. We were doing the other show. He was like, oh, something happened to Wiseman, and it looked bad. And when you, KC, gave me the old, he turned around and looked like he had gotten hit. That reaction is undefeated. Mm. That reaction from a player has never, I mean, we all saw it firsthand at the Golden One Center. When it happened to Rudy Gobert, he turned around and looked to see who hit him, and no one did. And that's what happened.
Rudy Gay.
And, that's confirmed James Wiseman tore his Achilles yesterday.
That's just tough. I was watching that game mainly because it was the first game that got started. Like, all the others was started at 4:30. That one was at 4. And he had a great start to the game. I think he had, like, 6 points to start the game. He was – you know, it's just nice start to the season for him. Not saying it was going to be always an all-star, but good, you know, and for that to happen at any time. But, you know, I'm sure he put so much work in this offseason and in the first game of the season to have that happen. It's just, that's tough, man. That is tough. That's a guy who's had to deal with a lot since being in the league and had so much promise going to Memphis and, man, in a lot of ways, it reminds me a lot of Marvin Bagley. Like, I always thought his game reminded me of Bagley. Sure. And I just, you know, the promise that they had, and they just haven't been able to find, you know, solid footing in the league. It's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. And it's such a traumatic injury. Mm-hmm. Like, ACLs are kind of clockwork at this point. They're not fun. They're long returns. But I feel like, and not to say there's not angst with it. You think about what Brandon Ayuk is going through right now. Obviously, he plays a different game. He doesn't play basketball. But, you know, he's going to go through his own mental test. But normally, guys feel pretty good when coming back from an ACL. If I remember correct, you start your ACL rehab like the day they wake you up. Like, oh, all right, here's what you do. You do these quad extensions, and your life is like quad strengtheners for the next 6 months or whatever. Boy, this ACL is the Achilles is different. Yeah. And the Achilles is the one where people question, can you still do this?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, one of the greatest players of our generation, and they asked, could he still do it after tearing his Achilles?
Man, it feels like, salute to KD, it feels like he's the only one I can think of who has come back and, for the most part, looked like himself. I remember when, Portland Trail Blazers shooting guard Matthews, what was his first name? But his dad was in the league, too. And he was
Wesley.
Wesley Matthews. Really good start to a season. Like, Portland had found a diamond in the rough with the way he was playing, and he tears his Achilles, and he's just looked like a different player. He was able to be in the league. He was able to play more years after that, but you're not, from the things that I've seen, you're not able to move the same way anymore.
Well, we're seeing it in New York with their quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, he's 40. Like, I don't like him, but he's 40 and recovering from an Achilles. That's part of the reason he can't move.
Yeah.
No matter what he tells you about his magic doctors, like, you could see it. Like, he can't move, and he has to move a fraction of the way that these guys do.
Right. Right. And Kevin Durant, there's some differences to his game, but for the most part, you know, he looks like Kevin Durant out there a lot, and it's just amazing to see. And I'm hoping maybe that happens with James Wiseman. You know, he can get that type of fluidity back to his body. But he was also, you know, been dealing with injuries his entire career.
Yeah.
So this is just something else that he's got to deal with. And
you think that, terrible. You know, he's younger. Mm-hmm. You know, James is younger than KD. He's younger than Clay was when he suffered his injury.
Mm-hmm. Clay looked different, too, yeah.
And you know, Boogie was another one who just felt like it just wasn't the same.
Right.
that's a tough injury. Praying for that young brother, man, and hoping. I thought he was going to have a nice little spot in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Really unfortunate that his season came to an end. I think there were a handful of injuries last night in the NBA. I know DeJounte Murray had a pretty nasty
broken hand.
Yeah, hand injury.
Man.
It's tough. It's part of the game, but it sucks.
Yeah.
And you hate to see that just as the season is getting underway. There was certainly some good things last night. Dame had a really
They
was calling nice him Dame 2.0.
Dame had a – and I'm glad you brought that up. Because –
You're welcome.
You know, I just feel like people have been disrespecting Dame Lillard the last
we're doing this again.
12 months or so. Being real disrespectful to Dame Lillard, like he's not Dame Lillard. Dame, come back and let him know who you are. Let him know who you are. Real disrespectful to Dame Lillard, one of the greatest point guards we've ever seen. One of the greatest shooters we've ever seen in this game. Yeah, let him know, Dame. Let him know. Let him know.
Who was talking about you?
Trista.
Well, that's different. That's personal with Trista. Sometimes you just got to let Trista.
No, she's not the only one.
You just got to let Trista cook.
But I think people, you know, he's washed up. He's not good after everything that happened last year. And that's been a lot of talk around Dame Lillard. And he had 24.7 or something like that last year.
The idea that Dame is washed is insane.
Mm.
Absolutely insane. The Bucks, it took a while, but the Bucks looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
Dame and Giannis look great there. We talk about Chris Middleton in his absence, the supporting cast, I'm sorry for that term, but like they looked solid mm-hmm. with those guys yesterday.
Yeah.
Philly looked what I thought they'd look like. Philly looks, and it's going to be, obviously Joe's not there. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. Shoot, Paul George isn't
there.
That's
what I'm saying.
Andre Drummond, by the way, that's a good, like Andre Drummond being 31 years old is crazy to me.
I know, right?
He's a good center.
He is.
He's not the focal point of your offense, but Andre Drummond is a really good center.
Mm-hmm.
They get, if Paul George comes back relatively quickly, I think, again, I'm not suggesting that Drummond can make up for what Joel does, but I think they could survive.
I agree.
A little bit. I just think it's going to be hard for this team to. It's going to be hard for this team to find its groove, because I think Paul George will be back before Joel Embiid,
which is crazy.
And then,
I don't know what's. I mean, we've talked about it before, and I'm not disparaging him. I'm just like, what happened?
Did they rule? Joe's ruled out for like a week, right?
Yeah.
It's not like they're going game to game. Like he's ruled out for a week.
Yeah.
I don't know what Paul George is. Paul George might be day to day.
Yeah, I think he talked about it and said it shouldn't be too long.
Paul George did.
Yeah, but he didn't give a number of how many games.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what happened to Joel. Like I know he probably was already dealing with something, but it seemed like maybe I just didn't pay enough attention to it, but it seemed like he'd be ready to go for the season. And now he's out for at least a week.
I don't know, man. I
hope he's all right.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe someone will get sued over it.
Well, they're already
we see
they're
it,
getting
like,
in trouble.
Like I know like the news is out there. Like I don't know how to condense this Clippers staffer suing the Clippers over Kawhi Leonard concerns. Like I don't know how to condense that. Chris Haynes tweeted like the entire lawsuit. It's like, well, I can't do that. Does somebody got the Cliff Notes somewhere? Could somebody tell me what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I really hope it's not. When you hear something like that, I think of Kawhi in San Antonio and how he just. I don't think it's the same situation because I think the staffer lost his job. And was suing the Clippers. I don't know. I don't think it's the same thing as San Antonio, but doctors, teams, Kawhi don't seem to be on the same page in these situations. And I wonder how that's going to play out.
Well, let me read the opening line here from Baxter Holmes and Ramona Shelburne here. A former LA Clippers strength and conditioning coach, I believe that's Randy Shelton, if I'm not mistaken, who says he was hired in 2019 as part of a years-long campaign to recruit Kawhi Leonard, has sued the team and president of basketball operations, Lawrence Frank, alleging wrongful termination in part for raising concerns about the management of Kawhi Leonard's health and injuries. The lawsuit, in which copy was obtained by ESPN, was filed on Thursday. This is all just kind of background information. He was Kawhi's strength and conditioning coach. Looks like Cindy Shelton, multi-year effort to recruit, seeking significant damages, but unspecified. I was just looking for details.
Yeah.
In the lawsuit, Shelton said the Clippers first contacted him in 2017. That's not what we're looking for here. I'm just looking for specifics, and I can't find them. In June 2018, R.C. Buford acknowledged the team was willing to explore all of our options as Leonard had grown disgruntled with their franchise. Yeah, I'm trying to find specifically what happened, and I can't find it.
It feels like...
All I see is the recruiting stuff.
There's a couple of things that I've seen, and I don't know, but it sounds like the Clippers were trying to rush him back, maybe, and he was trying to say, hey, nah, he's not ready, and he might have lost his job because of that. That's kind of what I...
Kawhi Leonard suffered an ACL tear in his right knee in the second round of the 2021 playoffs, underwent surgery in July of 2021. Shelton said the recovery target for Leonard, who had suffered numerous injuries previously, should have been 730 days, but the Clippers considered that timeline unacceptable.
That's aggressive. That wording there. What do you mean unacceptable? How are you going to tell me?
This is what I meant. This is a lot. I don't know how to cipher through this live on the radio. There is a lot here.
So I don't know. What's interesting about this too is, This is the trainer suing the Clippers. I wonder where Kawhi stands. Kawhi was at the game and everything last night. Like, he seems to be cool with the Clippers. I don't know. Is he?
I don't know.
It's funny. You just got to think about these things.
Jesse, get Kawhi Leonard on the phone.
Call him. He'll be on Monday.
All right. Good. Okay. Thank you. We'll come back. Steelo and KC. We do some NBA predictions. The season's underway. Kenny gave us one. There's a couple. Can Malik actually win Sixth Man of the Year? Mm. Will they do a make good?
Well, it depends on if the bench guy starts.
Well, we'll come back. Steelo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. This is the second thing of coffee I had today.
Same. I didn't know. Word? Yeah, I didn't know you have coffee at all.
I don't, but Katie and I have a standing date every week to go have coffee and go over some things, so that was today.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Kyle was like, hey, y'all want some coffee?
Yeah.
Sure.
Coffee's a little, it's cool, but I don't think it does all that wake up stuff that people
it
say.
It absolutely does not.
Yeah, like,
not
I've had coffee, it's like, yeah, I feel the same.
Not for me.
Well, I think caffeine consumption plays a part in that.
Mm.
You can build up a tolerance. Like, caffeine is a drug. Like, it's a very...
I don't even really be drinking
drug.
Soda or anything like that.
Oh, well, then what the hell do I know, Jesse?
Well, I'm saying coffee is a myth. It's fake.
Wow. Jesse says caffeine is
it's
fake.
It's a good tasting beverage. That's about it. I want it with my breakfast, and after that, cool.
I keep drinking this, like, why does this... This doesn't taste like I expected. So I text, like... Kyle got me a iced mocha. It doesn't taste, or iced latte. It doesn't taste like the one we had before. Like, well, was it a regular one or a vanilla one? I was like, whoops.
Oh.
That explains a lot. I was like, this is terrible. This is awful. I really dropped the ball with this whole thing.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, shout out Bob Ryan. KC, come on, bro. Hey, that is not appropriate. Apologize.
Apologize
to Bob Ryan. Man.
It goes to Bob Ryan's on there or what?
Yeah. You don't have that up?
It is, but they got David Dennis on right now.
Okay. Yeah, hang on for a second.
Yeah.
Bro, sometimes... Are we talking about this or...
I mean,
no.
Because I like Bob Ryan. He's a legend. He's a legend.
No, let's just keep it moving.
He's a legend. But yeah, real quick about the coffee. I think it really is.
Yeah, let's talk about coffee instead of this.
It is the whole addiction thing. Because I get up in the morning and I have coffee. Like, I get up, you know, brush my teeth or whatever, try to get the day started. All right, let me make my coffee so I have that. Coffee doesn't really taste good.
Mm-hmm.
No, it tastes good. It's just, it has a taste, and it can taste really, really bad, or it cannot taste bad. I don't think it can be like, oh, this is bomb. Like, I don't ever get that type of vibe from coffee, but every morning I have it. Now, the reason why I
make great iced coffee at home. My iced coffee is better than any cafe you've ever been to.
I don't like iced coffee at all.
Okay. Once again, I wasn't talking to you.
Don't make me any iced coffee. Actually, I'm not against drinking it. I just, if I make good coffee, I'm going to get it hot.
Okay.
If I want something cold, I'll get some water. Or juice. Or chocolate milk. I don't need the coffee cold. But I'm a one-man wolf pack. Jazz always getting the cold, tall white chocolate mocha or whatever it is. But yeah, when I don't have the little Keurigs, like when we're all out,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay. I'm not like scratching my neck because I don't have coffee. I'm like, oh, it's okay. I'll be okay.
Okay. How does Jasmine feel? Is Jasmine a coffee drinker?
She is.
Okay.
She is. One cup. Her thing is.
I was going to the restroom during the 5 o'clock traffic jam, and Charlie was walking back with a cup of coffee in his hand. The all day coffee drinkers are wild people.
Yeah.
They'll have like four cups of coffee. It's wild.
Oh, they'll be on it all day.
I don't get it. And Jazz, she'll make coffee and she'll, things will happen during the day and she just keeps reheating it. So I made my coffee. Oh man, I need an hour and a half later. I gotta go reheat my coffee. Oh man, it's got cold again. I gotta go reheat my like she'll have the same cup of coffee till 11 when I'm leaving.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's spectacular. So what else do we want to talk about? We've covered coffee. Well,
Miguel.
All right, we might have to turn the.
Did you see, because I'm rewatching some of these games. Yo, this is kind of crazy. I'm rewatching this, it's on, the Pelicans-Bulls game. Did you see any of that game?
Pelicans-Bulls, no.
Pelicans had a drone for their camera, and it was even different
the
than...
The game camera? Oh.
It was even different than the Warriors. Because remember when the Warriors did that in preseason?
Yes.
And I was like, I didn't feel it. This one is even a little different. And I start laughing because they show the camera, right, from the drone. And you see it and you're like, oh, that's interesting or whatever. But then they go to the traditional camera and you can see the drone. It looks like a fly on your screen flying across the damn the regular screen picture. It's like, wait a minute. This is a little distracting. I wasn't a big fan of it. I see where they're going. It could be fine-tuned, though.
I should have sent it to you. Maybe the NBA released it. You probably saw it. The, what is it called? The Meta schedule?
Oh, no, I didn't see the schedule.
There's like 52 games with the little VR thing that have. The 25th, tomorrow. And I think it's a Chicago Bulls game.
Damn,
if I'm not mistaken,
maybe second half. I need to charge it up. That thing's fire. Go get one. You'll love it.
I think I scanned the list really quick. I can go dig back into
my. I'm
about
to pull it up right now.
Yeah,
I need to see when the Kings are going to be on.
So I know there's one. I know for sure there's one, and it's not till April. I know.
What the hell?
And I actually think it's at the Golden One Center too. So you'd already be courtside. You don't need the glasses.
Imagine I'm gonna get the glasses. I get to sit next to Kenny for that game.
Dude, that'd be crazy.
I look to my right, Kenny's right there, real life.
That's crazy.
Well, here's the really stupid thing about this. As I look at the schedule right now, they are biased against West Coast games.
Yeah. So I noticed that too.
That's ridiculous.
I noticed that too.
It's Atlanta and Charlotte, my boy LaMelo. And it's Oh, wait, what? Oh, no, this is last year's schedule. I was about to say, 25th, we already here. Yeah, but hopefully they changed that this year. Last year, it was just all East Coast games. So hopefully they change it this year and get some West Coast games
in. I know the Warriors are on to the new schedule a couple of times.
No, they don't. The latest they go is like a 6 o'clock start here. Anyway, the first game is Chicago and Milwaukee tomorrow.
Okay. When's the Kings one? It's all the way down at the end. I'm positive it's in April, and I think that's the only one.
It is. It's against the Clippers on April 11th.
Is it here?
It's here.
Okay.
Golden 1 Center. And that is, from the looks of it, the only West Coast game they have.
Shout out Sacramento.
See, why are they doing this? That's ridiculous. But yeah, in fairness to them, they do have some Sunday and Saturday games. Matter of fact, the first one is this Saturday. Oh yeah, I'm gonna watch that one. Oklahoma and Chicago. Yeah, you got to go get one, dog. This thing is fire.
When was the last time you used it?
Last NBA season.
Do you have one? You have one.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Although okay. I need to use it more. I need to play golf. They got golf on there. I need to get out on the links virtually.
Okay. 916-909-1320. Let's get our brother Manny in here. Host of the Chatty House After Party. Manny, what's happening?
What's up? Thomas Dusamore was dope last night. They had the point guard showing up to do a segment. It was pretty dope.
Is this the only show where people call and big up like other shows? Like, it's amazing. It's great.
I'm just going with the team.
Hey, Manny,
that's a good call, Manny. Shout out to Dusamore for that.
Manny, real quick, don't lose him real quick. I just want to give Manny a shout out. Katrina, Warren, mm-hmm. Kyron. I was watching the show the other day, and you know, I watched a couple episodes before. I just think it's dope that you guys are doing that. I think you guys, you know, taking the initiative to, you know, create your own platform and get your own voices out there, and then opening that opportunity to others. I just think it's really, really cool, man. So shout out to you guys. Keep going, keep doing it, stay consistent, and yeah, I think you guys are going to have a lot of fun this King season.
Well, as D'Lo would say, thanks for watching a couple episodes, I guess. Appreciate that, you know? A couple.
There's seven. You guys, how many of you guys have? There's seven?
There's seven.
I probably...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I've probably seen...
I just want to ask, do you hear yourself right now?
I'm just kidding.
No, I just need to know if Manny hears. I got to post the video. We got a video.
Manny already turned into talent, I guess.
Man, wow. Look at these goddamn divas with their little podcasts and shows.
I've been called worse, apparently, on this show. So
the other day, I'll tell you. Go ahead, Manny. Get your point across.
Well, I was going to say, I watched that Bulls game before I left out last night. I watched a little bit of the Bulls game, and I mean, I don't know how good they're really going to be. Giddy looked okay. Zach looked pretty good for coming back from his injury, but it was really, I know you guys touched on it before, but seeing Ball play, like, I know his vision is always going to still, he has some amazing passes that were like, okay, the vision is something you're not going to lose regardless, but it's just good to see him out there. I know they've got him on a minutes restriction for a while, and they're watching him closely, but I always say, I compare him a little bit to Sean Livingston, right, that went and played for the Warriors and had a great career even as a backup, like, just he was able to extend his career longer than what people expected, and yeah. I only hope the best for him, man.
For sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was good to see him out there for sure, man. I was going to say the last episode they did, Manny said, I guess Leezy had put a video together for him, and he goes, oh man, shout out to Leezy, man, that was a great video. You probably won't ever see this, but thank you for
why is there inner Chatty House beef? Like, what is going on?
I think it's beef.
What is going on?
I think someone's feeling left out.
Well, get them in the game, guys. Come on, man. Get them in the game.
Get Manny, call back. Get Manny back. Get Manny back in here.
We're gonna
right
figure
now.
This out right now.
Yeah, man, the season is starting today. We don't need no nonsense, man. Let's Let's get him in there, man. Come on, man.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. Soren says Lazy Tatum on the bench. Oh, Steve Kerr. Get Manny. I think I can press the button. I don't know. Get Manny on the phone.
Lazy Tatum.
Yeah.
All right, he's here.
Hey, what the hell is going? What is going on?
Look, man. Honestly, it's not really something to be discussing on the air. I called back because I just popped in, but I mean, you want to discuss it on the air? We can just. That's why I hit you up the other day, basically, to talk on the side because it did get out of control.
What? No. We're gonna deal with this right now.
Let's go.
What is going on? Why is there inner Chatty House beef?
Look, man, I had originally, before all this started, asked about a couple things. I hit the man up on the side and said, I'll explain to you what I need this for. I got ghosted for a long time, and somehow it magically that stuff ended up with somebody else, which is fine because that's who it was supposed to go to. And then that was it. I never got it. I got nothing back saying, my bad. I was told dates. I was blown off on that. That other person that got the stuff, he got blown off for a while until it was finally given to him. And then a couple episodes launch, and then all of a sudden it was in the Chatty House asking. Now, I'm not going to lie. At that point in time, I felt a particular type of way. So I didn't respond to anything I saw in the Chatty House. Uh-huh. And then my name started getting dragged in the mud in the Chatty House. I'm a lot of things. I'm a jerk. I'm a lot of things. But what I'm not, somebody that you're going to drag my name around because you feel some type of way because you want to be on something. I said, hit me up, bro. Let me know and we could talk about it. Nope. Every day the same thing in the Chatty House. And I got receipts. So all that stuff, like, I'm not cool with that. You want to come talk to me like a grown man? We could talk like grown adults. But being in the Chatty House and trying to divide people and do that just to get your point across because you want to be on something? I'm not good with that, brother. I'm not good with that.
I understand. I do think a conversation needs to be had. And I'm not saying you're not open to it. I'm just saying, All right.
That's all right. Appreciate. I love that. I'm telling Manny to talk to me, and he's talking to me in goddamn code. This person said to this person over to this person. It's like, who are you talking about? Leezy, Manny, we need to get this dealt with.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Both of you guys are paramount in the in the Chatty House and in the Lexion of the Chatty House, man. So yeah, we're gonna figure this out.
John Pohl's got a good idea. Now we need to call Leezy. You got Leezy's number?
I do have. You got?
Well, number. I meant Jesse because Jesse has to.
No, I don't have that.
Hold on.
We figuring this out before the start of the season.
There ain't no problem.
We ain't going into
the
season with this nonsense. We all gonna come together as a unit.
No, keep talking. God damn it. I'm trying to send this to Jesse.
But I do. I meant it, what I told Manny. I just watched, the episodes. I was like, man, this is really cool. You know what I mean? And I don't know a lot of other radio show communities that would do something like that. Somebody like yourself that would, help out in any way to make sure they – everything was in line for them to do that. Hell, put it on our YouTube section. A lot of people might be like, oh, you can do it, but do it on your own or something like that. Like, nah, we gonna help and, you put it up on our page, man. And I just think it's really, really dope. It's a really, really cool opportunity to let their voice be heard and opinions be heard. And
that's right.
It doesn't have to happen on the show. You can do it outside of that and building a community. I just thought it was really cool, as I watched that and saw those guys on there. That reminds me, another thing real quick. We talked about it last week. Had a little bit of traction. Well, I think the guy's name was Brandon. He called us 20 times. But with the game going on today, hit the voicemail. The voicemail's still up, right?
Yeah, you can hit the voicemail up whenever you want to.
On the Odyssey app, go to ESPN 1320, and while the game's going on, after the game, immediately how you feel, hit up the voicemail. We're going to check the voicemail, play some stuff tomorrow if you guys got some good stuff, man. So go to the Odyssey app.
Yep. There's ESPN a microphone right next to the Listen Live thing. Mm-hmm. And you can leave your voicemails right there. You could do that during the show. You can do it during games. Mm-hmm. And we'll run that as part of our reaction tomorrow game, which is hopefully it's a Friday. We can make it a flashback Friday.
Hey.
And let's make it a winning Friday.
So we got the other side.
All right. Leezy, we working out all family business today. What's going on with you and Manny?
Oh,
we're live too.
Yeah, we're live, Leezy.
Be clear. Yeah, no, this isn't a little conference call off the air. What is the problem?
Oh, you're talking about that. Man, okay. I was hit up. It's my side story, D-Lo. I was hit up. They said, hey, can you give us some footage for the show?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, sure, I can do that. And then I gave it to Zabo, and then Zabo made it happen. And then I was like, they never invited me on, and that's fine. That's not a big deal. I ain't got to be on. But he never invited me. I got the text message to prove it. He goes, hey, Lee, can you send me a video of you eating a burrito? I was like, what? I literally got that. That's what they asked me. He never asked me to be on no show.
Okay.
I got the
screenshot. Manny left that part out.
Yeah. They never asked me to be on. He's talking about I got a project I'm working on, but he never said what it was.
All right.
Come on.
Well, I have so
the hell's going on out there.
So many more questions. Leezy. All right. Whatever this is, no, I got it. No, I don't know why Manny needs that or why anybody needs that, to be honest. But your family, D-Lo, we need. D-Lo, yep.
D-Lo, it's all good, man. You know, I'm going to hit up my brother TC. I'm going to hit up the big homie Stephen Brown.
Look, Leezy, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Leezy. Yep. No, we all gonna link together, man. We ain't gonna separate. We ain't gonna divide the chatty house. I think a conversation needs to be had, and once the conversation is had, I think everything will be good.
Leezy's trying to form the chatty house wolf back.
Conan, you gonna get Conan over there?
KC, I like the chatty house nitro. You were cooking with that, brother.
Oh man,
chatty house nitro.
Okay.
All right. And look, we think it should be said, but maybe it just can't be. I don't know.
I don't know. All right. We
that ask was crazy.
Leezy, I appreciate you, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for the videos.
Manny, man. Come on.
I'll see you Saturday, Leezy.
All right. See you, brother. Y'all have a good one.
All right.
I don't want to do media no more.
I'm so tempted to make Manny call back and explain why.
This is above our pay grade.
I think this is the first time where it's like, I'm not cut out for this.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do this no more.
I'm just not.
Let me out, though. Let me out, though.
I'm Trey in the back of the car, man. At the end of the Boys in the Hood. Just let me out.
I think we just like secure in the back of the set. I think we just leave it be. I don't know.
I guess.
That was something else. That was something else. I was fine until the ask.
Matt George said, "Let the Chatty House Bloodline Civil War happen." Solo and Roman forming their groups. Oh man!
Well,
I don't like this anymore.
Either way, I love to see my people out there content creating.
Yep. However, you got to do it. We are all on the same team, though. I just say that, like we.
Well, so was WCW.
Well.
They had the NWO and the Wolfpack and all. They were all WCW, though.
Y'all do with whatever you're going to deal with. Make sure you hear from 12 to 4, though.
They were all on Nitro.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what I said. I don't know, man. I don't know if a conversation's going to... It ain't going to be nothing crazy, but I don't know if a conversation's going to fix it.
Hey, so today's show title is he asked me for a video of me eating a burrito, right?
Bro.
Like, that's got to be it.
I want to quit. I do not. You want this? Kyle. Kyle and KC's got a great ring to it. I can't do this. I should have been a pop DJ like Kenny told me I was. I should have been a pop DJ. I know the wake-up call don't have to deal with this.
I'm going to go back to laying concrete, bro.
All right.
That was... I wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, Manny left that part out.
I was not prepared for that. He said, send me a picture of you eating a
burrito. No, I'm not.
I need that sound clipped. I need that piece of sound clipped.
Oh my goodness.
All right, we've got to get back to business.
Oh, man.
We're approaching money time. We got Matt George joining us in the 3 o'clock hour. He's going to be a little bit later than normal. Obviously, it's a big day for Matt. It's a big day for everybody. King season is back, but he did say he'd be with us right around 3:30 or so. Mm-hmm. But to put a bow on this, Manny, Leezy, everybody involved in the Chatty House after party, Zabo does a lot of great video work that pertains to this show. He knows when Katie's on, cut it. He knows when, TK is on, something happens. He cuts it, man. He does a great job for us. Leezy does really, really great stuff for us. Like I said, he's meeting us at MAP training. Mm-hmm. He sent me a video today of us at the Khalid show that we're going to get up later. He was one of the only people who got backstage to hang out with Shaboozy and make sure that, 102.5 and 106.5 The End were represented. And everybody who is in the Chatty House, who's watching, whether it be on Twitter or YouTube or Twitch, is listening on ESPN 1320 or listening on the Odyssey app, you're a huge part of what we do. Whether you take part in the conversations daily, where you're in the Chatty House, whether you just drop a message here or there, or you have never once dropped a message, made a phone call, sent a text, done anything, and you just listen, you're a huge part of what we do every day. We're headed into our biggest time of the year. Headed into the King season, and it starts tonight.
Yes.
And hopefully all of our brothers and sisters in the Chatty House can get on the same page, and the DX reunion can happen, and everybody get back together. And
if
we
Brett and Sean can do it. You guys can do it.
If Brett and Sean can do it, you can do it.
That's facts, man. And for anybody who's going to be at the game, man, you already know the deal.
Well, so that has to happen because I got messages from our girl Shannon. She's in town from Phoenix.
Oh, word!
And she's going to be at the game tonight.
Got to pull up, man. We'll tell you right now at halftime. We're going to be at the main entrance.
Yeah, we'll be at the main entrance.
We always tweet that out a lot of the times when we're out there. But
Kenny will be escorted up by security.
No, I'm going to be
make
up
my
there
way over there
in my seat at the media area. Okay. I don't know why. I don't know what where else I would be. I'm going to be up there.
Courtside.
No, it's not.
You'd be next to Nani.
Shannon, if you're listening, all the things that you've heard are false. You'll see me right up there with the media people. But if you're going to the game.
I said Shannon's from Phoenix, not she's a dummy.
The streets would tell me. I don't know how true this is. The streets tell me Miss P's out here.
Well, so I couldn't tell if Miss P was being serious. Like,
I don't know either. But people were saying she is out here before she even said anything. I don't know. But if you're going to be at the game, pull up on us at halftime. We're going to be at the main entrance.
Yep.
Man, let's mess around. If we get everybody over there, let's mess around, have a big old group picture or something like that, man.
Let's
a little Chatty House picture.
Let's do that.
That's where we'll be. When we come back, I want to get back into the King situation.
This guy throwing the commercials. Look at this dude. Wow.
We'll get back to the King. I got some questions about individuals. Like, I talked about our expectations for the team.
Okay.
But what are the expectations for some of the individual guys on this squad?
You got it. Yeah. All right. We've got that coming up. It's D-Lo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Set up the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line once again, 916-909-1320. Jamil, what's happening, boy?
What's up, boys? It's been a minute, man. Wish y'all a good season, man. Wish all of us get what we want out of this season, man. So I just wanted to ask y'all real quick. I wanted y'all to compare the NFL preseason, the NBA preseason on if, you know, if our team's doing bad in the NFL, we're like, oh, man, it's just preseason. We'll be all right in the regular season, opposed to, like, NBA. Because, I mean, we kind of stunk it up in the preseason in the NBA. So just wanted y'all, you know what I mean, to conversate and compare and contrast the two, and you know, just let me know what y'all think, man. Love y'all, man. Talk to y'all later.
Hey, man, appreciate you, big dog. I don't think it's exactly like the NFL preseason because starters don't even play there, so it's really, really difficult to gauge what that means. But I don't think it's far off. You know, I think those guys that play in the preseason, they're working on a lot of things. They're really just trying to make sure they stay healthy for the regular season. And I think it's a completely different ball game.
100%.
Come game one. I mean, yep. We saw that in the last two nights. Like the intensity, it felt like, was
very different.
Really different.
Very different. So from teams that we watched during the preseason. Mm-hmm, very, mm-hmm. very different.
So and you saw like the levels of it, right? Like two teams that we saw were the Warriors and the Blazers. And the Blazers came here and they worked out the Kings, and you know, the Warriors looked okay. You know, in their game. I mean, obviously they hit a bunch of threes, but they looked okay in their games against the Kings. But you take those two teams, Warriors turned it up a notch in their game last night. It was like, this is regular season basketball. And the Blazers were like, oh, we're not good enough for regular season basketball, and got blown out. And it's just, that's one thing I've learned over time, just kind of watching. It is a lot different.
If you want to get in on the Elk Grove Kids Talk Line, you can, 916-909-1320. Shout out to Mike, too. I don't know if Mike's listening right now, but I actually talked to Mike on FaceTime out there. He's close with our girl Jackie, who does a lot of our promotion stuff.
Oh, yeah, shout out Mike, yeah.
He's apparently a big fan of the show, and I got a chance to talk to him for a few minutes. So, Mike, I know you was handling some business there when we were talking, but if you're listening right now, man, we really appreciate you, brother.
Yeah,
thank
shout
you so
out
much.
Mike, man. I big Kings fan too, so I got an opportunity to talk to him one time. He was really excited about the season, so I know he's hyped up for tonight, man.
Yeah, man, it is a big night. You said you had some questions about some individual players.
Yeah, and when I say questions, it's not, I'm not questioning them. I want to know, like, what are we expecting from these guys? What are we looking for? And one, the first guy that comes to mind for me is Keegan Murray. You know, I think there's varying expectations and opinions on what people want from Keegan Murray.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you mine.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan needs to do about the same as what he did last year, points per game wise. I think he was 15. You can stay around there, but I want to see you take some of that energy that you were using to, because we needed him to score and get shots up. Now that that's not necessarily there the same way as it was, especially at the end of the season, take some of that energy and be a borderline all defensive player on the perimeter for this team. Also, I want to see him be a little better rebounder. Like, I want to see him, he's going to get open looks. He's going to shoot his shots. I think he's going to get 10 to 12 shots a night. 6 to 7 of them will probably be threes. And I think they'll be open looks. I want to see him knock that down and get back to that 40%+ from beyond the arc. But I want to see him cause havoc on the defensive end, because I think he's capable of it. We saw him last year guard 1 through 4 at a high level. He's out there guarding Steph Curry, you know, at a high level. So I want to see him really turn into a big-time two-way player. And I think if he can do that, more than – not saying I don't want him to score, but more than him getting to 18, 19 points per game. If he's 15 and he's locked down on the perimeter – I think that could elevate this team immensely.
Is he going to be watched as closely, you think, this year as he was last year?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think that's kind of the addition of DeMar, and I think what he could do is get better and it be more subtle. I'm assuming DeMar is going to – I have no reason to believe that DeMar is going to continue to be anything but what DeMar has been.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to – almost kind of underplay Keegan a little bit. So if Keegan elevates like the slightest, it could fly under the radar a little bit. And that, I think, is good for him.
Yeah.
Because so much of last year, especially at the end, was Keegan's got to do that. I mean, you were one of them. Kyle was another one. And you weren't wrong. Mm-hmm. He's got to be more aggressive. He's got to be this. He's got to be that. He's got to He's got to make up for guys that are out. Mm-hmm. He's the only one who's really capable of doing it. And that it wound up from, oh, let's see how Keegan does here in year number two, to like, hey, Keegan's going to have to develop within this season. Mm. And we saw him do it against Golden State.
Yeah.
Team was just incapable of beating New Orleans, and that wasn't Keegan Murray's fault. But I think what we saw of all of the things, if you take what we saw during the preseason, I think no one feels like great about anything that happened. But I really did think Keegan was pretty good. He wasn't a great shooter,
but
no one was. But the aggressiveness that he showed on the offensive end, and then what he did on the defensive end, I thought he was actually good.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was too. I thought he shot the ball well.
There's just not a lot to say that was good about the Kings preseason, right. But I feel like he's one of them.
He showed a little more variance in his shot selection and where he was shooting from out on the floor. I thought he was okay. I thought if outside of the 3-point shooting percentage, you get that type of Keegan Murray this year, you're happy with that. Cool in the Matthews Master Chatty House says, KC, if Keegs is really that dude, you really think Ant is going for 30 tonight? Maybe. Anthony Edwards is that happens, you know, between free throws, between the fact that he's got an ultra green light.
Yeah.
You know, he could go for 30 on 29 shots, you know, because he has that type of ability.
Saw it last night in L.A.
Yeah, right. So the thing I'm looking for Keegan is, if that's the case, he's making it tough on a guy like Ant Edwards, and he's making him work for everything. All shots are contested and given, you know, giving him something to think about every time he touches the basketball. I think Keegan can be that type of defender. And I think it can be something he focuses on a little bit more this year, because you have that third score on the floor with that, at least the starting unit. There are going to be times Keegan is 1, 2, 3, 4th option, maybe 5th. Closing lineup: Fox, Monk, DeRozan, Murray, Sabonis. Murray might be your 4th option.
Yeah. Sure.
Stand in the corner, be ready to cash out.
So maybe just to have a conversation.
Mm.
Would Keegan be an offensive option above Domas?
That's what I said.
Because what I'm thinking is Domas is going to have the ball.
But we
know how Domas is offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say he won't be aggressive. He's always going to look for the right play.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan could wind up being the right play 9 times out of 10.
So,
especially maybe, with those other closers that are on the floor.
Maybe it's semantics, but technically, wouldn't Sabonis be ahead of Keegan in that situation? Because if you're running a play, and it's like Domas, get the ball to him, elbow extended. You make the decision, right?
You
got the ball. Keegan's coming off the dribble handoff. If you feel good, hand it off to him. If not, you keep it, do whatever. You make the decision. So, like I said, it's a little nitpicking, but he probably
that probably makes him the option.
Yeah. The option is to get the ball to you.
Yeah, and
you decide where it should go from there.
Yeah.
So but that's a great problem to have. I think that's great for Keegan as well. The thing I really want to see from him is I want that 3-point percentage to go back up. It was 41% his rookie season. And I think this year we'll see who the real Keegan Murray is from beyond the arc. I think he's a 40% 3-point shooter. Last year he was at 36%. I think that's an anomaly. I think that's going to prove to be an anomaly. I think he's going to go back up to 40%. But that's what I want to see. I want him back in that 40, 41% from beyond the arc. And if he can do that, he did that last year. He did that last year with, you know, 15 points per game with being a 36% 3-point shooter. He ups that to back to 40, 41. I know the math people will tell you, oh, that counts for 0.7 points per game.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I don't want to go crazy. 0.7
points per game.
I don't want to go crazy on what the – but he could be a 16, 17 point per game guy if he gets back to hitting a 3 at the level he did his rookie year.